on the app, online,
and across the Cape on 567 AM.
This is Cape Talk.
This is Cape Talk.
Two men who had been attacked and killed at a mosque in Malmesbury this past Thursday were laid to rest. Ismail Bassa, 74-year-old, and a Somali national, Sayed Hitig, were killed while worshipping at the mosque for Itikaf, a religious practice where men live and pray at the mosque for the last 10 days of the Islamic holy month of Ramadan. Following the tragedy, the Muslim Judicial Council condemned the attack and has made a general call for security to be tightened at mosques. And here to talk to us more about it is a spokesperson of the MJC, Mishka Darius. Mishka, I hope Eid was a blessed one for you and your family yesterday. Good morning.
Good morning, Africa. Thank you so much. Yes, it was.
All right. Let's try and understand what the community of Malmesbury is feeling, I suppose, and thinking and feeling on this day, a couple of days after this tragic incident.
Africa, it's been a very difficult and challenging one for the Malmesbury community. They are an extremely tight-knit community of which, which son or daughter is walking down the road to that extent. So it was an extremely difficult one. Although Eid is supposed to be one of celebration, unfortunately it wasn't. The community is rocked by this tragedy that happened, and I think it's going to take a while for everyone to go back to normal, if we can even say that normal will return to the community.
We were reporting on Thursday that the Hawks have taken over the investigation, and I imagine they will be exploring if there are any connections between that attack and the one in the community of Ottawa outside of Verulam in KwaZulu-Natal that we reported about a month and a half ago.
Yeah, we're actually still waiting for that report from Verulam to come through. It's been a month and we haven't heard any word. We have not heard any suspects being arrested or even investigated for that sense. So we're not even sure what happened in Verulam. And then obviously hot on its heels was the Malmesbury attack, of which, you know, it shocked the community that it's happened, so quickly, and also within the month of Ramadan, a spiritual month, a holy month for everyone. We practice God consciousness. So it was extremely disturbing. So we await Hawks to investigate and not to take as long, we are appealing to them, not to take as long as they are taking with Verulam, but as soon as they have information to let us know what possibly could have led to this attack on Thursday.
And as I indicated a moment ago, in the meantime, the MJC has made a general call for security to be tightened in mosques.
Yeah, Africa, it's been actually tragic for the past few months already, where mosques have had break-ins, where amplifiers and speakers and microphones have been stolen. So our call has been for quite a while now for imams and mosque committees to beef up their security if possible. With the recent spate of attacks, what we are going to be doing is discuss with imams and mosques how else can we assist? Because obviously each mosque is governed by, like I mentioned, a committee, and donations to the mosque determine what can be done in terms of either renovations or the upkeep of the mosque. So security would be an extra measure, which I'm sure most mosques do not budget for. I'm sure most sacred precincts, whether it's a church or synagogue, don't budget for this. But we've noticed an increase in break-ins in these sacred spaces, and it's extremely concerning to us, because at the end of the day, you know, if you can break into an area, what stops someone from coming in with a gun or a knife and demanding that the congregants hand over the money, you know, or cell phones, etc. So we're asking people to please be vigilant, and if they notice anything suspicious, keep an eye and inform the relevant people, whether it's the imam, whether it's the caretaker, that something might be happening at the mosque.
Two fatal attacks aside, this is the one in Malmesbury and the one in Ottawa outside of Verulam in KwaZulu-Natal. The other forms of criminal elements, do you think those are just opportunistic moments that criminals are taking up? Or do you worry that there is a determined, planned out attack, if you like, on the religion of Islam?
No, Africa. I think this is definitely criminal elements that are taking advantage of our sacred spaces being closed during specific times. We've had for many years now, we've had to lock the mosques between prayers. In the past, never used to be like that. The mosque was open, so if a traveler passes by and you needed to perform your prayers, it was open for you to perform. But a few years ago, we've discovered that there was an increase in, you know, the break-ins. There's nothing necessarily valuable in the mosque, except, of course, for the speakers and the amplifiers and the microphones. And somehow they get in there, they steal the donation boxes that are attached to the walls as well. And then after the spate of robberies that we had, I can't quite remember the exact date, but it was quite a few, a year or two possibly ago, we then subsequently had a word from the Christian community in the area. The pastors reporting that the churches also, one or two churches were broken into, and we're specifically talking of mosques in the Cape Flats area. So since then, we've been asking communities to be vigilant, and obviously, you know, now recently, we've had in Mitchell's Plain, I think it was Lentahia Mosque, there was another break-in where they broke into the imam's office, and they stole the computers and the telephones and whatever else they could take out with them. And that's the saddest thing, because it's everything runs on donations at the end of the day. People give it, you know, for the sake of God. And to hear of break-ins of this nature, it's horrific. It's horrendous, actually.
Truly is. Mishka Deris, thank you very much indeed for your time this morning. Spokesperson for the Muslim Judicial Council.